Hayem yem yud ches ir. Eitzel admuro emtsoi hoyal agbeimer mehayomim tevim hamtsuyonim. By the Mittler Rebbe, Lagbeimer was an exceptional Yom Tov. Men fleckt arushgen auf dem Feld. They used to go out to the field. Er fleckt sich nicht waschen. In other words, there was a verbringen, there was a suda of some sort, but he did not wash for that meal. Obenemen maschke. But to drink maschke was mitzad abrius, hoter es nicht getort. He would take a lot of maschke, even though for his health he wasn't allowed to drink maschke. Men odemult gizena sach mofsim. They saw then, by the Mittler Rebbe, they saw a lot of miracles. Dos rov mofsim igivem benegea kinder. Most miracles were related to children. When a ganz yor et megevata flagbeimer. And the entire year they would wait for flagbeimer by the Mittler Rebbe. Now this is a rishime that the Rebbe wrote, things that he heard from the Friedrich Rebbe and Tofres Tzadik Hei. And there is like a whole bunch of things about the Rabbeim, things that stood out by certain Rabbeim. So for example, by the Alter Rebbe, Shavuos was an exceptional Yom Tov. It was the Yotzat of Baal Shem Tov. And by the Alter Rebbe, Shavuos was a highlight of Yom Tovim. By the Mittler Rebbe was Lag Beimer, that he took a lot of mashke. They would go out to the field and they saw a lot of miracles, particularly b'negei tzekinder. Then the Rebbe also says that there were a lot of psokim, in other words, it was a fabrengen style, that the Rebbe would address certain individuals and give them a little straightening out. And it was a very sharp word that about chsides, mit chsides spilt man sich nicht. You don't play with chsides. In other words, chsides is for very deep in yonim, for aveda, and for deep understanding. And then he concludes by the Tzemach Tzedek, these two in yonim were not necessarily exceptional. However, he tells the vort that we learned yesterday, Nayem Yem V'atem Tiuli Eretz Chayfetz, the vort that Anoshim Pshutim, that the simplest Jews, are the Eibishter's treasure trove. So the Rebbe once addresses this whole idea, what's the connection between Lag Beimer and children? Why were the most miracles about children? So the Rebbe references to a Medrash and a Zeyar that tells a story about the Rashbi, that he was Peked HaKores. He remembers the barren, in other words, the woman who couldn't have children, that he remembered them that they should have children. Now the Rebbe once told a story at length about the Rashbi, that there was once a couple who, after 10 years of marriage, they didn't have children, and as it used to be in the days of Gemara, of Tanoim, in the Tzisrael, that after 10 years, if you didn't have children, you would separate. So they came to the Rashbi for the purpose of separation. And the Rashbi heard them out, and he told them, listen, you have to divorce. So the same way you got married, you made a big feast, you made a big party, so you should make a big party and a feast for the divorce. The Rashbi says, so they did it, they made a big party. And they made a big party and there was a lot of drinking. And the wife made sure to get the husband drunk. She got him really drunk and he was in a good mood. So he turns to his wife and he says, as a parting gift, a goodbye gift, anything you find in the house that is most precious to you, you can take. Fine. She made sure he got even more drunk. And he fell asleep. And she tells her servants, take him with the bed to my father's house. Well, in the morning, when he sobered up, he wakes up and he takes a look. He says, where am I? She says, you're in my father's house. He says, what am I doing in your father's house? She said, you said I should take the most precious things. You are the most precious thing. Trouble. The divorce is not working out. They're not. it's going. They got stuck. So they went back to the Rashbi and they told him the story. So the Rashbi gave him a brocha and they had children. So the Rebbe says, and then the Medrash concludes, this teaches you מה הקדוש ברוך הוא פויגד הקורס, אף צדיקים, אף רשבי פויגד הקורס. Just like the Eibishter remembers the Baron, like Sora and Rivka and Rochel, that the Eibishter gave him children after they were barren. The same thing, tzaddikim are able to remember the barren and give them children. So this is the connection that Rebbe brings between Lag BaOmer and the idea of miracles for children. We all know by the Rebbe is Gerazna Seder, we saw this everybody knows. Lag BaOmer was a day when they would come from the whole world and the Rebbe couldn't move. From the minute he walked out of his house, there were lines of people waiting for the Rebbe for broches. And then by 770, and then by the mikveh, wherever people can stop the Rebbe, there were unbelievable mofsim. Famous story with a shliach from Massachusetts, who tells a story, he was a keilu in Yaman. And because they knew there's going to be big crowds, they set up memunim, guys that should be keeping order by the Rebbe's house. He was one of them. And as the Rebbe finished the line, and the Rebbe is getting into the car, and somebody runs over and puts his foot in and doesn't let the Rebbe close the car, the door. And he was like, and he tells the Rebbe he needs a bracha for children. I don't remember the exact details, but the idea was that the Rebbe told him a child needs somebody to play with. And he was like confused. So I guess the Yaman told him, say Amen. And he said Amen. 14 years later, the Yaman was by the oil, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he sees a guy who was dressed not like a Lubavitcher, but rather like a Satmeh, and he has two children, and they're standing by the oil, and he's telling them to say the Maimer of Bar Mitzvah by the oil. And the guy caught his eye, and he says, it's a familiar face. So when they went out from the oil, he asked them, I know you're from somewhere. And then the guy says, I know you from somewhere too. You were the guy who was standing by the door of the Rebbe's car, and I jumped in. And the Rebbe says, a child needs someone else to play with. And the Eibishter blessed me with twins. So my boys had somebody to play with. This is one of the miracles that happened on Lag BaOmer by the Rebbe.